This week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to the guys from Millennial Reign about their search for a new lead singer and so many other topics.
Hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sandshoes. As you can see, Jeremy is not here yet. He should be on in a minute. Our co-host Kira is under the weather, so she will not be on. Kira, we miss you. Looking forward to having you next week. But as you can see, we have the gentleman here from Millennial Reign. Gentlemen, how is it going?
Going good.
Good.
Howdy.
So, can you introduce yourselves and what you do in the band?
Go ahead.
David, why don't you start?
Who?
You, Dave.
You, Dave.
Oh, okay. Okay, my name is Dave Harvey. I am guitarist for Millennial Reign. I'm the founder of the band. We've been going, I think we started somewhere around 2012 as a recording project, and it turned into a full band in about 2014. And of course we've added these two guys. I'll let them introduce themselves. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Pedro Cortez. I am the drummer, and I can't remember when I joined. No, it was 2023 maybe. Something like that. So
nice.
Been loving it every minute.
Absolutely.
My name is John Patitucci. I am the bass player. I started up just a little while ago.
Very nice. John, you are really low, so if you could turn up your mic or get a little closer so people can hear you.
How's that?
I can't hear you.
That's beautiful. I can hear you now. Awesome.
He plays bass. It's okay.
Hey, I'm a bass player. Do not make fun of bass players.
Oh, come on.
All right, you can make fun of bass players. I mean, I'm a bass player, so.
Everyone makes fun of the drummer, so I got to get a few in there when I can, right?
Yeah, but you can throw a stick at people if they make fun of you.
True. That is very true.
So, tell us a little bit about the band. David, since how you are the founder, can you tell us about... You gave us a little snippet of it, but can you tell us about the band a little bit? Like how you guys came together? Things like that?
We've been through a few members. Like I said, we've been around for a while. I started this. It was just basically a recording project back around 2012. Well, actually a little before that, because I released the first album in 2012, which is no longer really related to this band, because it was basically a bunch of leftover songs from a band I used to play in several years prior to that called 316, and they were all 80s metal type stuff.
Okay.
And I just put this together. It was me, a guy singing, and the old drummer from 316, and we released that album. And I decided a couple years later, well, I was going to release another one, a recording project. And but I wanted to go a little different direction, you know. I started listening to more power metal, symphonic power metal, back in the very late 90s, and that's a story in itself. But that's all I listened to. So all my writing had really moved that direction. And I decided I was going to put another album out around 2014. Recruited a different singer, James Guest, who sang on the first album. It was just me and him. And I had several songs already written. And after James started putting vocals on it, well, I started shopping for record labels. And lo and behold, Ulterium took an interest and signed us to the label. And at their advice, I guess you'd say, you know, they wanted us to put it together as a full band. So I started looking for other members. And we came out as a full band in 2015, right about the same time that the first album released. And like I say, we've changed hands a few times over the years, but you know, we're still going strong.
Very nice. Now, I know you are currently in search of another lead singer. How many lead singers have you guys had so far?
Well, if you want to count lead singers who've actually been part of the band, two.
Yeah, two, okay.
We had James Guest on the first album.
Yep.
And when he left, well, Travis Wills, who's a friend of mine, and he was literally my next-door neighbor at the time, he came in and was an interim for literally a year or a little bit more. And the reason was we had several shows lined up. We were on the hook for another album. And he came in and literally just took over the vocal spot until we could find somebody else. And how that ended up changing over, we had a show with Accept in 2018. And we went ahead and started. After we got everything put behind us, you know, we had a show with Striper lined up around that time. A couple others, YNT. We were supposed to go to Mexico. And after we got all that behind us, Hammerfall, I remember all that was all crammed all together. And after we got all that behind us, we started looking for another singer before we went and did the Accept show. And a friend of ours, a guy who is a vocal coach here in the Dallas area, Steve, who was playing drums for us at the time, he says, let me contact this guy. They were friends. He says, let me contact this guy and see if he knows of any vocalists that might be interested. So he did. And David asked him, well, do you have anything against auditioning a female? Of course, we all just kind of looked at each other. It was like, well, no, we really hadn't given it much thought. But, you know, if she can do the job, we'll audition her. So they ended up being Tiffany. She came on audition, and we went and did the Accept show, and she just nailed it. So we ended up hiring her on as a full-time singer. So just James Guest and Tiffany have actually been members of the band.
Mm.
Tiffany was with us for 8 years, and after we did Immortal Fest back in July, well, it was pretty plain that we were just going two different directions. We really weren't on the same page together. You know, she's got some other projects that she's doing, and it was ultimately her decision, but she dropped out, and now we're looking for another vocalist. But we're taking our time. You know, we're looking for the right vocalist. Number one, they've got to be a solid believer. They've got to be in it for the ministry. Just all the things, specific things we're praying for, it's got to line up. So
yeah.
To answer your question, two. We've had two vocalists that are actually part of the band.
Gotcha. Yeah, we've got some comments here in the comments section just saying you guys are so good. They're definitely going to miss Tiffany, but looking forward to the next voice that you have on your next record. So, and I would agree with that. I mean, honestly, Tiffany had a great voice, but I'm excited for what you guys have coming next.
Same here. It's a new chapter, and I will say that you know, we've talked to several people. They've contacted us. You know, we haven't been putting major ads out. I've just been kind of putting stuff out, like in search groups and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've actually, even just today, I've had three people contact me today. You know, and we've talked to several people, but you know, just we haven't had one go the full mile yet. But it's coming. God will provide.
Absolutely. So, Pedro, being that you are the drummer, tell us a little bit about what it's like playing in this band.
Fun, stressful. I'm just kidding. No, it's great. We joke around because when I joined, I took the keyboard duties as well. So I you could say I'm the drummer, keyboard player. No, it's fun. I mean, I tend to just make sure I'm locked in, you know, and just laying that foundation. But once you're on stage, you get past that first song and all the technical kinks are out of the way. You know, you get that you really feed off you know, the vibe and the people and just the environment. And I try to have fun when I play, period. You know, to me, playing is my act of worship, you know, to God, you know, so that's first and foremost, but I have fun doing it. So, you know, it's always a trip, you know, it's always a unique experience every time, every show that I've done. So,
That's awesome. So, John, what is the best part for you about playing in Millennial Reign?
The best part?
Yes.
Let me think here. Well, that's a no-brainer, actually. I'm playing with Pedro again. No. the best part is just the direction of this music, I guess, and just how artistic it is, how deep it is, really.
Yeah,
you know, it's you have to think about it, but you know, it's you get to orchestrate, which is something I really love to do, and that's probably one of the best things about it is I get to use a lot of the creativity that I've been keeping inside for a long time, so it's been like the perfect opportunity, so it's fun.
And as you guys can see, my good friend, my brother in Christ, the incredible shrinking man there. Bro, you are looking good. Yeah. Mr. Jeremy Brown, the big boy himself. Brother, it's good to have you on.
Good to be back. My best, everybody.
So, I was asking those questions for a specific reason. Like, our viewers always, you know, tell us, well, you don't ask them what it's like playing in the band. You don't ask them. Mm-hmm. So those watching, I asked the question. Now, here's my question for you guys. So I love listening to your guys' music. It is very, like, theatrical and very, well, I can't say theatrical. It's like you're watching a movie in your head when your music is on. You've got this, like, theme running all the way through it. How intentional is that for you, or is it just something that I'm making up in my own head?
As far as the writing, like I say, you know, this style of music is all I've listened to since the very late 90s when I discovered what was going on in Europe. And like I said, I told you earlier there was a story behind that.
Yeah.
In the 90s, where it was a very dark time for me musically, I was not an alternative guy. That was just not my thing. When the 80s went away, you know, the 80s music was all these bands, all these arena bands, all these phenomenal musicians, phenomenal singers, and the way the industry went in the 90s, it was such a letdown. I mean, it was just, there was nothing there. I was playing in cover bands at the time just to have something to do. And when I finally got on the internet, like around 99, and discovered what was happening in Europe, I mean, all the traditional metal, the power metal was going on there. I literally discovered bands like Ed Guy, Masterplan, Avantasia, when they were first out, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it was just, you know, you've seen the movies, The Lights from Heaven's, I mean, it was phenomenal discovering that. And I literally started ordering, at that time, you couldn't buy that here. So I started ordering CDs from Europe. Yeah, I had to wait several weeks to get them, but I just started ordering. And once I started listening to it, I never looked back. I mean, my whole style of music just changed. And so what I'm writing now, it just comes natural because I've been listening to it for so long. So as far as intentional, I do write in a way that, you know, you've got to have melody. You got to have melody hooks. Even though a song is heavy, it's still got to have that hook to draw people in. You know, and coming out of the 80s with the big choruses, the melodic choruses, and just, I've been told in many interviews that our choruses sound and sound very anthem-like. So it just comes natural writing that way. So I guess you could put it up like a mixture of heavy metal. You know, I was a big Queensryche fan, Iron Maiden, those Judas Priest, those types of bands. So all that's incorporated with the power metal that I've been listening to over the last 20 some odd years. And so then that part of the writing just comes natural. I've always looked at writing songs where you have to do it with a hook. It's got to reach out and grab people or you know, it's worthless.
Hmm. What you got, Jeremy?
I'm kind of lost.
It's all good. So I'm glad that you kind of mentioned those 80s bands, because I can hear that kind of sound, that power metal 80s sound, but I don't think it's so overwhelming that people nowadays would be like, man, they're just like way too old school for me. Like, I like the new, because you guys got that power metal, but you also got a little bit of freshness to you. So I dig your sound a lot. I mean, I'm an 80s kid. Like, I born in the 70s, grew up listening to 80s Metallica, Megadeth, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, and Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, I listened to all that. So now that you're saying that, and like that light bulb went off on my head, I was like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's why I love doing this show. Because once I became a Christian, finding good quality rock and metal I thought was going to be impossible. Now doing this show, getting to hear guys like you, finding music of yours, it scratches that itch, you know?
Right. Like I said, you know, bands now, you know, that I listen to a lot of stuff like Delane, Hammerfall, Ed Guy, you know, Epica, you know, a lot of the stuff that's coming out, especially a lot of the female-fronted bands now, Visions of Atlantis. In fact, we opened for them a couple years ago. Just bands along that genre. This is just all I listen to. And once we went the female-fronted, it just clicked. You know, everything just came together when that happened. So that's why we decided to stay female-fronted from here on out, too.
Hmm. So you got, that was going to be one of my questions, is what exactly are you looking for? Like, I know you said it had to be the right type of singer, but I was going to ask, is it, you know, is it just like male or female? I mean, but you're saying that you guys are going to go female from here on out.
Yeah. We're sticking with females because it's worked very well. You know? So I think we're going to stick with that line.
I think
also the you know, the like they've said, you know, just the last album and this new one that's under wraps, you know, the music itself, you know, the anthemic aspect of it, you know, when you listen to those bands, examples that we're giving, you know, the female fronted ones, you know, and to add to your comment about the theatric of it, you know, yeah. I'm a prog metal drummer, you know, so I like, you know, those 20-30 minute songs, you know, that have themes and movements and stuff, you know. So to me, the this music, you know, especially the right voice, elevates it, you know. It makes it, it gives it that enhances that anthemic aspect of it, in my opinion. So I mean, yeah, to me, yeah, that's what the direction we want. Yeah.
And I do think that your guys' music is perfect for a female voice. I mean, you look at bands like, you know, Crimson Overtone, like, man, Christina's voice singing over the boys playing, it's like butter. You know, go to like Theo Taran, Monica's voice, she could sing the Phone Book and I would listen to it. Reclaim the Day, you know, Becca's got an amazing voice, Zana. So you guys can't go wrong with a female lead singer. And I don't want people watching to think or listening to think that that means that the metal is any weaker because it's a female voice. Like, those chicks can scream and they can growl, but they can also blend harmony with what you guys are doing so perfectly. So, yeah, I definitely think you guys are made for a female front, really.
To add to what, when you asked John a little while ago what he was like, you know, like most about playing with it, to add on to what he was talking about, one thing that we have even said to each other, this lineup that we have now, we are more on the same page than we've ever been. It's really shown working on this new album. I mean, it's just, it's different having a lot more help on this album than I've had on previous albums. And everybody is doing their part. Everybody is just really putting forth the effort, and it's very refreshing on my end. Very refreshing.
Yeah, we got a comment here from a listener, Rob. He says, female-fronted Christian metal sets you guys apart from all your peers, and he thinks it's great. So, I agree with you, Rob, for sure. So, yeah. So, what are you looking for in a female lead singer? Like, what kind of qualifications are you looking for? Because, I mean, I know you don't want just, like, any female off the street just to walk in and be like, all right, I'm a new lead singer. What are you looking for? So anyone watching can be like, I know that person.
We're looking for a Christian version of Simone Simons. That's exactly what we're looking for.
And someone with a microphone. No, just kidding.
Someone with a mic. I got a mic.
Yeah. But, you know, number one, we're looking for somebody who is dedicated to the ministry, who loves the Lord, who is in it for the right reasons. That was something we struggled with a little bit in past situations. You know, somebody who's in it for the right reasons. And just like what I was just saying, how the three of us are all on the same page, how we're all working together, we're looking for that fourth wheel that's going to be the very same. Someone who's in it for the right reasons, someone who's working with us. We'd like to find somebody local, but, you know, if we have to, we'll take somebody that's, you know, regional, but if we can, we'd like to find somebody local, but we'll see how the Lord works that out.
So I know you had told me in a chat that you guys were working on some new music. How far along are you on? I mean, obviously you don't have a singer yet. But where does new music stand right now?
All the drum tracks are recorded. All the guitar tracks are recorded. All the keyboards are recorded. And still waiting on, we're halfway through as far as full production. We're literally halfway through. We've got five more songs to get all the rest of the production done on. There'll be 10 songs total on it, and we just finished number five.
Awesome. You know, I was looking here at your Spotify, and I could have swore that World on Fire came out longer ago than what it did. It's only been 2 years.
Yeah, it came out in June. Yeah, as a matter of fact, 2 years ago this month, on the 17th, I think it was. 17th of June.
And I was just listening to it the other day, and I was like, man, I could have swore this came out, you know, like, earlier in the, you know, like 2020, something like that. It seems like it's been around for a while. So I was excited when you told me that you guys were working on new music. You know, like I said, I'm a 80s music nerd, and, you know, having that same style ish I was like, new music, yes, I want it, and I want it now. So
it won't be too long.
Good. So where do you guys stand as far as, I know you said you got three more people reaching out to you today. Are there any promising prospects so far that you're like, I don't want to say, but this looks good? You don't have to give any names. You don't have to just.
Like I said, you know, I've had quite a few people reach out to me. Three just today because of a couple of posts I did over the weekend. But as far as having anybody that we had two at one time that I literally had high hopes for. There was one from Tennessee and one from North Carolina.
Hmm.
And I really, you know, it looked like that it was going to go somewhere, and then after a couple of weeks, it just kind of fizzled, you know. But that's okay. You know, the Lord, like I said, the Lord's got the right person. You know, I'm not in any big hurry. When the time is right, she'll be here.
That's right. That's how you know you're going to get the right person. You're not in a hurry, and you know, the Lord will send her. Right. So I know you said you guys have had some kind of temporary singers in the meantime until you lock in the main one. How many shows have you guys done with just these temporary singers, and do you guys have any more coming up? Or are you guys just kind of like in that holding pattern right now?
I feel like I'm doing all the talking.
Well, you're really good at it, man.
Yeah. Well, we do have one coming up. We've got somebody, in fact, I just talked to her today again. We've got somebody that we've asked to fill in. She said she would. She lives in Chicago. As far as what we've done, I can't remember it because that was back in 2017 to 2018 when Travis was filling in. Like I say, he filled in with us for an entire year, plus did the second album, Great Divide, with us. So, you know, he did. In fact, he even went to Switzerland with us back in 2023 before, you know, because Tiffany couldn't make that. She had something else going on. So Travis filled in for that.
And Mexico.
He went to Mexico with us twice. And then, you know, we toured with Striper. You know, we played, I can't tell you how many shows we played with them. The first time that Petra came, 2023, and Striper, as a matter of fact, we played with them in 2023 after coming back from Europe. And Travis did both of those shows with us. So he's done quite a few shows with us. You know, I don't remember them all, but he's done quite a few with us.
Yeah, when you said the singers from Chicago, the first thing that hit my head was, oh, please tell me it's Jennifer Benson. Her singing over your music, that would be fantastic. Get Jennifer from Ignescent. Like,
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Oh. Oh, to hear her voice over your music, man, that would be awesome. But so, John, how are you doing over there? You haven't said anything in a while.
Doing good.
Doing good. Come on, what you got, Jeremy?
John, weren't you part of Stained Red?
Yeah. I still am with them as well.
Okay. I'm like looking at you going, wait a minute, I know.
He looks familiar.
Yeah, he looks a little familiar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're still doing that, man.
He's doing double duties.
Yeah.
That works. Sure. I mean, you guys are all in the same area, so.
Yeah. They just came down. You guys just did a show in Arkansas or?
Yeah, Arkansas.
Yeah, sorry.
It was Good Fight mm-hmm. Ministries or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
Yes.
So one of the most important parts of our podcast is we like to ask you guys for your testimonies. We like just if you guys could give us a really brief, just tell us how you came to know Christ. If you guys just want to share that for our listeners.
Sure. I'll go first.
Yeah. Go first.
I've been blessed to, you know, I've been born in a what you call the Christian family, you know, mom and dad and grandparents and everyone, and you know, but you know, and they were very heavily involved in church ministry and youth group and everything. My dad's a sound guy, so he was doing shows for a bunch of Christian bands in Puerto Rico, so you could say that I was surrounded by it, but I quickly learned that, you know, that one thing is being surrounded by it, and another thing is actually making it your own, believing it yourself, you know. So, you know, by his grace, you know, I had good people that, you know, mentored me and helped me through that. And, you know, I accepted Christ when I was 12. And ever since then, I made that commitment of just my playing, just dedicating it for him. I did not want to play, you know, anything that wasn't going to honor him or bring him praise. And, you know, that's the short version of it. Not that too thrilling or exciting, but I'm proud of it. So,
you know what? Every testimony is thrilling and exciting. I always say that to people that are like, oh, my testimony's boring. No. Christ got a hold of your heart. That's exciting. I mean, get hyped about it. Amen. Like, you know what? I grew up in the church. I've known Christ since day one. But he still chose you. That's fantastic.
And every day, it's to this day, it's learning something new. Every time you think you've read the same verse over a decade, and every time you crack it open, there's something else in there. You know, the Holy Spirit speaks differently, and at that time and moment, that season, you know, and we're like a tree. You know, we never stop growing, and the moment we do, we're dead. So, you know, I've been very blessed, and I've had my ups and downs, but I wouldn't change any of it.
Amen. All right, John, why don't you go next?
Mine's a roller coaster ride, really, but let's see. I got saved when I was 19 through a friend of mine's church. I went to visited his church one day, and that's actually when I got saved. But between then and I would say when I was 34, 35, when I got out of the Army, like, I want to go six back in 2010 when I got out of the Army is when I really started to, when God really called me back and everything. You know, I was done running. I ran different places. You know, I was in Iraq. I went to, you know, Kuwait and all that, and tried running from everything, but through everything, God protected me and brought me back here. You know, he just did that when I was out in Kuwait. You know, he started drawing me back then. And once I came home and, you know, got out of the military and everything, I finally settled out here in Dallas. You know, I'm from New York, but I just decided to move to Dallas. That's where I, you know, met my wife. And music-wise, I mean, yeah, this is Well, I stopped playing for quite a number of years while I was running, but, you know, I decided when I come back, you know, I came back, I was going to do everything for the Lord, and, you know, whether it's on worship teams or if it's in the band or whatever, but, you know, worship teams I enjoy that too. You know, it's a great service, but, you know, being creative, you know, God created us, you know, he's a creator and he created us. We're creative beings. We can create too. You know, we have creative hearts. Everybody does to some degree. And it's, you know, it's been my passion to just create stuff. Hmm. So really that's what I've been doing for the past, you know, since I got out of the Army. So.
And he's very good at it.
Yes, he is. Well, John, first and foremost, I want to say thank you for your service. Like, you know,
absolutely.
I don't know how you feel about your military service, but we here support our military men and women, so thank you. I appreciate you doing that for us. So thank you, honestly.
You're very welcome.
David, you are up to bat.
Okay, well, there's a little bit of story behind this as well. I was stationed in Hanau, Germany back in 1985. And there was this little, well, let me back up a little bit. While I was there, there was this guy, and it's been so long ago, I can't even remember what his name was. Guy I was stationed with there. And he was, you know, feeding me stuff every day as far as, you know, he was ministering, you know, he was witnessing. And I was listening to him, and this went on for, you know, several weeks that I remember. And one day he says to me, he says, you know, you being a musician, he says, there's a band you need to check out. He says, I really think you'd like them. He says, I don't listen to them because it's not my thing. He says, I think you'd like them. He said, their name is Striper, and they're a Christian rock band. And I'm like, Christian rock? That's a thing? Really? There's such a thing? And he's like, yeah. He says, you ought to check it out. So, you know, it kind of went in one ear and out the other. And then there was this little German album shop, vinyl, go all the way back to vinyl. I used to go in there every payday. And I would, in those days, I would literally just buy albums because I liked the cover. You know, I'd go in and I'd see bands I never heard of. If I liked the cover, I'd buy it. Well, I walked into this album store one day, and right there on the front rack, facing the front doors, I walked in with Striper, Soldiers Under Command. It had just released. And it caught my attention. And I didn't realize what it was when I saw it, but the album caught my attention. So I walked over, I looked, picked it up, and I was like, oh yeah, this is that band that guy was telling me about. So anyway, I ended up buying the album and started listening to it. And I can tell you, I've told this story, I know Pedro Soldier's story before. I can tell you right there, that's where I can put my finger on it. Something in here was changing when I started listening to that. I could feel it. Now, fast forward a few years, I didn't just fall on my knees right there, but fast forward several years, probably, when was it, like 1989, is when I actually went to a church with a friend of mine and got gave my life to the Lord at that time. And it literally, it's funny because I've told Michael Sweet, I've told Oz Fox, I've told them all that story. They all know that they literally had something to do with the very beginning of my transformation. And once I did, somebody introduced me to Petra, and after that, it was over with. I was a Petra fanatic. You know, those guys, I consider them my mentors. I even told John that the last time they were here. And we'll go ahead and say it here, but that's who we're playing. In September, we're playing with Petra again. They're coming back, and we'll be playing with them here at Arlington Music Hall here in the DFW area. So that's basically it.
That's awesome. You know, it's amazing what an album cover can do to draw you in. I mean, let me just give you an example. When I became a Christian, I listened to like metal, became a Christian, and all I heard was like the radio station Christian music. And I consider that music like the Jesus Is My Boyfriend music, where it's all Jesus hold my hand, Jesus carry me, Jesus cuddle me. And I'm like, oh, if this is what I got to listen to for eternity, I'm not going to make it. Yeah. So
I went to a church that actually preached against Christian rock at the time when I got saved.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I was told by another co-host of ours, hey, you need to check out these Christian bands. And they, you know, he turned me on to like Red, stuff like that. I was like, all right, you know, this is good. I'm on iTunes one day because I started another podcast called Genesis to John the Revelator. So I was just looking to see if the podcast was on iTunes, and song comes up, John the Revelator. And I was like, okay, look at the band. Look at the front cover, and it looks straight up metal. Like, it looks like a skull, but it's Jesus with, like, candles and stuff around him. And I'm like, I don't care if this is, like, the worst song ever. I'm buying it because it looks metal. Bought it. Those guys became some of my best friends, because then they reached out as soon as they seen the podcast was on iTunes. They're like, hey, how are you guys doing? And they literally had a key to my house that when they were in town, they could just pull up my driveway, unlock the door, and they had a room ready for them. So, and that was all because I seen their album cover on iTunes. I'm like, I gotta have this. So it's just funny what how that connection happens just from a cover. And you got to talk to Striper. I mean, not because of the cover, but you got to share that story with them. So that's awesome. I love that.
God will use anything and everything, man. Easy to listen. Yeah.
Yep, for sure. So before we get into prayer, because we're about 45 minutes in, where can people go to find your music? For those that don't know who Millennial Reign is, and they're like, all right, these guys, Sanchu's have been sitting here pumping these guys up. I want to hear their stuff, besides listening to them on Solid Rock Radio. Sorry, I had to throw in a little plug there for our station. Where can they find your guys' music?
We're on all the music media sites, you know, iTunes, you know, Spotify, whatever, YouTube. We're all over. If you want to just check out our sites, it's just millennialreign.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/millennialreign. We're everywhere. You can find us everywhere.
Perfect. Jeremy, you want to throw something in? You've been so quiet, brother. I want to give you that chance to talk.
Do it, man.
So, who would be? I guess I'm just going to throw a question out here. If you had a chance to tour with anybody, and they showed up to your house, can't say no. Who would it be, and why?
Like as an opening act or as a fill-in?
Yeah, like they show up and say, you know, you're coming on tour with us. You can't say no. Throw your stuff on our bus. Let's go. Who would it be and why?
Who wants to take that one? I mean, as an individual.
Well, if there's not any judgment, I would say Iron Maiden.
Just perfect.
You look at the crowds. You look at the crowds they play for. Those guys are still playing for thousands and thousands of people at one show. So if you're going to reach people, you know, traveling with somebody like them, you'd be able to reach a lot of people. You know, and of course, Nico McBrain, you know, he was a believer anyway. Now, he's not touring with them. He's retired now as of this last year. But you know, if he can do it, I can do it and do it well.
What about you, John? Who would you play with?
I think the blanket statement would be anybody that God throws in my path, really. That would, you know, because it's the journey for me, you know.
Yeah.
What God brings to me daily. So.
For sure.
But definitely Iron Maiden. Definitely Iron Maiden.
Be a good one. Pedro, who you got?
So, I'll be honest. I'll go a little... I really admire Neil Morse and the Neil Morse band, and that's more classic prog, you know, but I think his testimony ever since, he made an actual turning point in his life, you know, give it to the Lord, and all his music has been, you know, God-centered, and just, again, the prog aspect of it has been just, I mean, he doesn't really come to the DFW area, but I've caught him every time he's come by. He'd be one that I'm just like, okay, yeah, take a leave of absence from work, whatever, I'll do it, you know? So,
All right, perfect. So I guess the last thing I want to ask, and I know that we've kind of covered this a little bit, but being that you guys do not have another lead singer, what is the time frame for wanting to release new tracks? I know you said you want to wait, and I'm not rushing you to, you know, like, hey, just put something out to put it out. But I'm saying, time's clicking here, bro. No, I'm kidding. Like, do you guys have a time frame where you're like, all right, if that female lead singer doesn't show up by, you know, 6 months from now, do we bring in a guest singer? Get this done, get it released, and then work a new singer in? Or how?
My personal preference is I want whoever is going to be singing. I want them to be on the next album. We did that once, and you know, I didn't. It was kind of like a de-escalation after we released that album, you know, because there was only so much we could do as far as doing shows around it, you know, because we were limited to a temporary singer, and I don't want to do that again. Whoever, when we get ready to release this album, I want the new singer on it. That's my personal preference.
And I'm going to be honest, I was hoping you would say that, because as much as I want new music from you guys, I want it to be perfect. Like, that last album with Tiffany was perfect. I mean, it was so good. So I wouldn't want you guys just to slap someone in there. But I had to ask, you know, it's one of those things where you have to ask. But I want you guys to get the right person for what you guys are doing. Don't just slap something on to get it out. If we have to wait another year, as sad as it will make me,
I don't think it'll be that long. You know, of course, it takes the label about 6 months to get everything together as well once we turn it over to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I honestly don't think it's going to be that long before we find somebody. One way or another, it'll work out.
Gotcha. All right. Well, as I said earlier, we are running out of time. So before we get into prayer, I want to give you guys one last opportunity. Is there anything that you would like to share with the Rock for Him viewers and listeners tonight?
You know what? I'll say, you know, just because just a little encouragement to you guys out there, you know, we're living in a very weird time, weird, messed up, you know, what's right is wrong, what's wrong is right, things are flipped upside down, and there's a lot of confusion, and we know who the author of confusion is, you know, and you know, hold on to God, hold on to Jesus, you know, if you don't know him, you know, reach out to these guys, you know, or reach out to us on one of our socials. I mean, it's don't let another day go by, you know. You know, I heard someone, you know, a few times now, who's talked to a group of people, and he's told them, you know, there's a timer that's counting down. One of two things gonna happen: either Jesus is coming back again, or you're gonna die. And you don't want to wait till that timer goes out to figure out what you're gonna do. You know, and you know, so just encourage you guys, you know, to hold on to Christ, hold on to his word, and hold on to good music, you know, good, solid, biblically based music that will minister to you and build you up and edify you, you know, and God will take care of the world. Trust me. God's got it won.
Amen to that. And I just want to tell you guys that we have put out quite a few times, hey, who do you want to see on the Rock for Him podcast? You guys were literally one of the most requested bands for us to have on. So you guys are doing something right.
Praise God.
Man. Praise God. And like I said, I've wanted you guys since the last album dropped. So this for me is like one of those fanboy moments. So thank you guys for coming on. But it's time to pray. So I'm going to ask you guys, how can we pray for you guys individually and as a band? Pedro, how can we be praying for you?
Well, the obvious one, a new singer, for God to bring the right lady along, and that we can all minister and move forward in this ministry with her. And personally, I got some changes in job coming up, positive, but you know, with any new opportunities comes worry, stress, and all the stuff that, you know, that comes along with it. So just saying, you know, I know God's got me. He opened the door being a wife, but just to help me catch on in a new place. So
all right, John, how can we be praying for you?
Let's see. Out the ways. Yeah, the singer. Definitely the singer. The right person. Definitely the right person we need. And, so that would, I don't know. I mean, God's really blessed me and my family as of late. Just continue to pray for health for pray for health for my family, increased health, and just that the Lord can work in their lives, and you know.
All right. And last but not least, David, how can we be praying for you?
Well, just to build a little bit on what Pedro was talking about there, you know, yes, Jesus predicted this. You know, we're living in, it's very obvious the times that we're living in. But, you know, the thing about that is we were born for such a time as this. We were meant to be here during this time. I've always had a vision for Millennial Reign. I've always had the vision of ministry. But with the way things are going now, that vision has altered a little bit. We're here for a purpose. We're here to reach people in this time, in this day and age. We need, you know, as I said, God has given me two partners that has been the most beneficial. I'm just saying it. The partners that I have now have been the most beneficial since this band has started. And now we need that one other person who's going to be just as beneficial. And I just need clarity on the vision to move forward and not look back.
For sure, I will be praying. We'll be praying for that. And just to let you know, we do have a thread set up where it's me, Jeremy, our other co-hosts, and my 17-year-old daughter, and we pray through these every single day for each and every single one of our guests. So just know that every day you are being prayed for by multiple people.
I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pray before we close out. Great and Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the guys in Millennial Reign. Lord, you know who you want to front this band. I ask that you just bring her to them. Please just give her that voice that they're looking for. Lord, give them patience. Give them a sense of peace. And just help them to realize when you do put that person in front of them that that is who you want there. Lord, we thank you for their music. We thank you for the guys. I ask that you watch over all of their families. Just continue to keep them healthy, keep them strong as the guys are out on the road, as they're in the studio, or just at their daily jobs. Just continue to protect them and keep them healthy, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings in their life. We thank you for the job changes for Pedro and the opportunities he's looking to get and that are going to happen for him. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for all the work that they've done in so many's lives and the ministry that they have. Just continue to give them those opportunities that they seek to share your word and your gospel through their music. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on that cross. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. All right, guys. Well, I just want to thank you so much for joining us. You guys are welcome back anytime. And when you get a new lead singer, I better be the first call you guys make because we want you back on so you can introduce her.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you right here. As soon as we find her, if we're able to go public with it, well, yeah, you'll be the first one we get hold of.
We will go live a special night to make it happen. Like, if you call me and say, hey, we want to announce this and it's a Saturday morning, I'm firing up my computer and we're making that announcement. We are going live for you. So,
we definitely will.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And remember, don't go anywhere when I shut this off. But for those watching and listening, I just want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. go check out their music. You can find them anywhere, Spotify, iTunes, wherever else. Once I have new music out, you can vote for them on the top 15. Like, just go and support these guys. And hey, if you're a female lead singer, reach out to these guys. Send them some music. Let them hear what you got. Let's make this happen. But above all else, I want you all to remember that if you're going to rock, rock for him. Have a good night, everyone.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week, we talk to the amazing Autumn Eve. It's going to be an episode you don't want to miss.